Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the world, and to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping us rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes to all the roughnecks working in the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus our Americans working in the oil industry all around the world. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Welcome back to hour number two, and thanks for sticking around.
My pleasure.
Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Governor Cuomo in New York came out and said, America will never go back to normal again. But you have something, an interesting story there that kind of just blows that all out of the water. What is it?
Well, right, Captain. This is a story about Dr. Anthony Fauci, of course. He's the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. I'm sure everybody will recognize him from the press conference.
The short guy.
Exactly, yeah. Dr. Fauci, well, we understand that the first human trial testing for a potential vaccine is what he said, quote, on track with the public distribution, but still it would be about 12 to 18 months out. However, they've already given, I think, the first couple of doses, basically, to some of these volunteers. They'll give the third dose here soon. They have to determine what kind of effect it might have and so forth. But this research is going literally at light speed for the kind of research that they're doing. Also, we also understand that some of the first U.S. coronavirus patients are being treated with what's called the convalescent plasma,
yeah,
convalescent serum, to transfer antibodies from one person to another to fight the disease. And so for Governor Cuomo, and I understand he's saying it's not a normal, but it would be a new normal, but here's the thing. Americans are going to want to get back to normal. They want their kids to have a normal life. They can't have this kind of shutdown go on for very long. And when America takes up this challenge, we want to be victorious. And that's the attitude I think we all should have. And this is very encouraging information.
Now, there is intel coming to the United States, and the president yesterday announced it along with several of the different people that were up on the podium yesterday, that it's becoming more apparent that China concealed the extent of the virus outbreak. And one of the things that kind of validates that is the deaths in China are remaining the same. They're consistent.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And this is all very alarming. Because again, even from the get-go, Captain, as you know, it was very difficult to trust any of these numbers that were coming out of China. And even there have been some reports that people in Wuhan would put the death toll in Wuhan, that area at least, as much, much higher, in the tens of thousands. In fact, all the different urns and so forth that have been requisitioned and stacked up and all these kinds of things, what we're getting from sources on the ground there seem to say that there's a lot worse than anybody ever thought. And then, so the idea that they concealed information, of course, that seems to be the equivalent of lying about it. And this is one of the reasons I think that as we see a lot of this sort of develop with our own understanding of coronavirus, I think this is one of the reasons why the president has changed so dramatically, in the sense that it's gotten much more intense and he extended it for 30 days. That's the reason.
Now, we're hearing that AOC has put her weight and support behind the strikes that are being proposed by New York City healthcare workers who want hazardous duty pay and this, that, and the other, and other different things. The problem is it's putting quarantined seniors at risk, because if they got nobody to take care of them, well, what's that going to mean? They're going to die.
Well, that's exactly right. And so in cases like this, you know, and again, there's always sort of this political angle, and that's where I'm wondering about, you know, what her whole thing is based on here. But obviously, if you have Amazon workers, some of them are very concerned if someone tested positive in a particular warehouse, they want it sanitized and so forth. But you can't have a complete total disruption of things at this point, because those seniors or people that just simply can't get out, they rely on these kinds of things. And so there has to be a way to find to do this without the politics attached.
And something interesting came out yesterday, and I would definitely be talking about this one with Chris Markowski, but Miami's quite the city, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
The New York Stock Exchange is openly talking about if they have to shut down New York City and the stock exchange there to keep it going. They're talking about moving the New York Stock Exchange, under their virus plan, they call it, and emergency trading, to Miami, Florida.
Wow. Well, I know they were having a problem on the floor and they wanted to go to virtual trading. But yeah, you have to have a backup plan.
Well, they're having a problem in Miami, Florida. They may want to reconsider that. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, a lot more to talk about. By the way, the sailors on board the Theodore Roosevelt, 3,000 of them coming up. We'll tell you about that. And the airlines are in big trouble. Are they going to recover? And Social Security, we'll tell you about what's going to happen there.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversations with the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, are brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain like I was, 4 years ago, I got started with Relief Factor, and I've never looked back. And I started the same way you will, with the 1995 3-week quick start. It was 1995 then, it's 1995 again. So, guess what? If you've got arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, maybe you got knee pain, hip pain, maybe you got ankle or foot pain, maybe you got just plain old muscle aches and general pain altogether, then I'm going to suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. It costs $19.95. Now, you try that. It's all natural. There's no narcotics in it. It works for me. Hopefully, it'll work for you. And I've got arthritis, amongst other things. So, that being said, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at the little tutorial that's right there, the little video that tells you all about the natural ingredients that are in Relief Factor and how it works and what they do. I took some tonight, as just before I came on the show, for the problem I've been having with my ankle, and I was getting some pain there, and it just stopped. It just stopped. But then again, I've been on it 2 packs a day for the last 4 years. I take one in the morning, one at night. And that's what eventually what you'll do. But follow the instructions. Start taking it. And I'm telling you, it worked for me. It'll work for you. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Or if you want, you can give them a call at 800-500-8384 and tell them the captain sent you, because that's how you get the discount. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've got a comment here from Steve in in Thailand. He's saying, so the New York Stock Exchange traders want to take a holiday in Miami until the virus subsides. How ridiculous. They should be looking at a somewhat isolated area to set up shop and protect themselves and others from them. Otherwise, they may have to move twice since Miami is already a hot spot. Yeah, well, that's what they talked about, Steve. I'm just telling you that was what was thrown out there. Anywhere in the Caribbean, I guess, would work for them. Who knows? But it's the New York Stock Exchange virus plan, which now includes emergency trading from a site located in South Florida. And that's amazing, Kyle.
Well, it is. And, again, it's the idea, I guess the general idea is that they would be able to keep the markets open. You know, there early on in this whole thing, there was talk of trying to close the markets, you know, at some point. But I think the president obviously wants it to stay open, even though it wasn't a very good day yesterday on the stock market.
Now, the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt is currently at Guam. And they've been having kind of a rough time of it with the COVID-19 outbreak on board their ship. And yesterday, 3,000 sailors started making their way off the carrier.
Exactly right. And again, you know, this whole thing, this whole dust-up, you know, is based on a letter that, you know, was obtained by the media, basically, in which the captain was pleading for the situation on the aircraft carrier. So right. So at the very least, if they can get off the ship, those who aren't infected at this point, they can take whatever measures they need to take.
Now, the American Airlines and probably airlines around the world are having a real problem right now. I'm sitting right here in between the runways at Tampa International Airway, Air Park, rather. And normally there are planes taking off and landing, you know, on a regular basis till about midnight. And then after that, it's some jet freighters that take off. And they make so much noise, you can always hear them. I haven't heard a word, I haven't heard a sound, let's put it that way, from an airplane since about 7 o'clock last night. Not a sound.
Yeah, and I would say I'm in a real similar situation. We're not right next to John Wayne Airport, but we're in the pattern as the planes come in over the foothills and all, and so we are used to having airplane after airplane after airplane come over, and it's been, I would just say, rare at this point to see airplanes come over.
Well, the airlines are facing what their people call the deepest crisis ever.
That's right, the deepest crisis ever, which even surpasses what happened at 9/11.
Yep.
And so forth. And back then, they got $15 billion provided from the government and so forth, and loan guarantees back then. But this is going to really take the cake, unfortunately, because this is, I mean, there was a shutdown for a time, a brief shutdown, the ground stop, as they called it, back on 9/11. And then slowly but surely, air travel began to sort of come back. But this is an entirely different animal. And as the airlines begin to just park their airplanes, you know, we see a lot of these cruise ships that are parked. Well, the airplanes are parked, or they're being sent out to the desert where they can reside for a time and until they're called back into service. So this is a major thing. And this is another reason why, in order to slow the virus, get us back to where we can get people moving again. This is incredibly important.
Pardon me, folks, we're talking to Kyle Warden, a professor of politics. Now, yesterday at the press conference, the president announced this enhanced counter-narcotic operation. What's that all about?
Well, Captain, the president is sending, basically, he's sending Navy ships, which include destroyers, other Navy material and so forth, into areas of the Caribbean and into the East Pacific to go after drug cartels. And what the president was talking about is that these drug cartels are evidently trying to take advantage of the coronavirus pandemic response here in the U.S., believing that, you know, we're preoccupied with that and this kind of thing. But the president showed just how serious he really was. He said the growing threat of the cartel of criminals and terrorists, you know, they're trying to exploit the situation. He said we will never let that happen. And to prove his point, he was flanked by not only the defense secretary, but by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, also the Attorney General, other military brass as well, at a briefing earlier yesterday at the White House.
Well, we're talking about Navy destroyers, the Navy littoral combat ships, Coast Guard cutters, ocean-going Coast Guard cutters, helicopters on destroyers and the cutters, the Navy P-8 patrol aircraft, which are the long-range patrol aircraft, the Air Force E-3 AWACS aircraft, which is like having a flying communications platform up there, the Air Force J-STARS aircraft as well, and ground forces will include the Security Forces Assistance Brigade company, which is already in the area. Anyway, but I mean, we're talking about Central America, we're talking about South America, the Panama Canal, up into Mexico, all through the Caribbean, and this is a major operation going on to stop the cartels, who have definitely been up to their eyeballs into the mix of things with all of this.
Well, that's right, and one other ancillary benefit, of course, is that it's going to have a major impact, perhaps, on illicit travel. And people trying to get into the United States, this kind of thing, and especially if they would have nefarious purposes like running drugs. And certainly at this time, Captain, everything that's happening, this is a very important operation to our national security.
Now, I need to talk to the seniors again, as I did in the first hour, so that they understand, those that are joining us right now that didn't hear what I said in the first hour. Social Security recipients will not have to file a tax return to receive a payment from the federal government to help offset the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. This was said yesterday by Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. He issued a statement yesterday. Now, he did an about-face from what they were talking about on Monday. Now, the quote from Mnuchin was, Social Security recipients who are not typically required to file a tax return need to take no action. They will receive their payment, and they will be getting payments directly to their bank account. Now, the Treasury announcement reverses the guidance from the Internal Revenue, the advisory that was issued on Monday, that said that seniors would have to file a simple tax return. Not true. So, the payments up to $1,200 for individuals are part of a roughly $2.3 trillion economic relief package signed into law by the President last week. Seniors will, that are on Social Security, will be getting a stimulus check.
Yes, and that is very, very good news, Captain, because the alternative would have been for seniors who had not filed because they didn't have to file.
They wouldn't have gotten anything.
That's right. Well, they would have had to fill out a bunch of forms with long names that have dashes in them and all these kinds of things, and it would have added just a real level of complexity and perhaps even a delay and utter confusion to this whole situation. So to do a great thing for seniors is that this is a ray of light in this whole situation.
And we'll end with this. What's the price of gas in California?
Well, just the other day, my daughter bought it for about $2.77.
All right, that's not bad, but it's $1.75 right here in my backyard right now, and it's dropping. All right, Kyle, tell everybody how to your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him very much. Follow him at KyleWarrenShow.com. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. According to health officials, the coronavirus is now the number 3 cause of death in the United States. Many states are saying they're desperately looking for medical supplies, including Virginia Governor Ralph Northam.
We need as much as we can get. Bottom line.
Other governors across the United States are also calling for more resources for healthcare workers and facilities in their states.
I will continue to press the White House, FEMA, and frankly anyone who will take my call for more ventilators, more PPE.
President Trump says he's on it.
We're shipping things right in. We have, as you know, almost 10,000 ventilators, which we need for flexibility.
He confirmed reports that the national stockpile is nearly depleted of personal protection equipment. He says that's because they're shipping all they can directly to the hospitals. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And it is time for our first military and veterans news broadcast brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. You can find out more about National Aviation Academy by going online, naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080, and Bo Browning will be on the air in hour number 4 this morning. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy does have 2 of their campuses to serve you. Now, both the campuses right now are closed because of the national directive from the president and the states that they're located in. They have one school located in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside of Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, on the west side of Tampa Bay, directly across from Tampa, where I'm at, over in Clearwater. Now, the good thing is that right now they still have people there, And if you want to take the tour of their facility, you can certainly do that. Or you can go online and take a look at them by going to naa.edu, the website naa.edu, and find out what it means to have a secure future where you will start out a 40-hour week paying you around $60,000 a year right now. That's the going rate right now for an aviation maintenance tech. Now, there is a definite shortage, and airlines are already calling for aviation maintenance techs to hire them for their operations because a lot of these aircraft have been parked as flights have been curtailed because of the coronavirus. And the very first thing they got to do when they go to put the flights back in service is they have to have them checked by a certified aviation maintenance tech. They have to go through them and make sure everything is fine. That's what they have to do. Consequently, there is a big-time shortage right now for aviation maintenance techs. So anybody that's in the classes and you're going to graduate over the next month or two, you will have job after job. You will not be hurting for work. And the amount of money you make is all contingent to your God-given ability. Whatever it is that you are able to do physically is what you are able to do financially. And the more you do, the more you make. So, naa.edu, 800-659-2080. Take the tour and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Four people affiliated with the Defense Department have now died of COVID-19 as of yesterday morning, according to the Pentagon's latest count, including a service member, a civilian, a dependent, and a contractor, as the DOD's infection rate continues to outpace the U.S. population in general. Now, 1 month ago, Captain Douglas Hickok and his daughter negotiated the old stone fortifications along Sandy Hook in New Jersey. Captain Hickok came down ill, member of the New Jersey National Guard, on March the 21st, and on March the 30th, he passed away from the COVID-19 virus. The U.S. Air Force Academy announced that it will graduate its cadet class of 2020 on April the 18th. That is a month ahead of the originally planned May 28th graduation date at Falcom Stadium because of the fact that they are needed right now in the Air Force to fill various positions that are there. Now, you've heard us talking about the Theodore Roosevelt, which is currently over in Guam. The captain of the Theodore Roosevelt made an urgent plea for individual quarantine sites as the COVID-19 cases were multiplying on his vessel. The commanding officer of the aircraft carrier urged the Navy to step up its response to the COVID-19 and secure individualized isolation for the ship's crew as COVID-19 cases aboard the ship continue to multiply. As a result, some 3,000 sailors are coming off the ship as we speak and over the next day or two to definitely go and be quarantined as the ship is sanitized. Now, the United Nations Security Council right now is urging Afghanistan's warring parties to heed the UN Secretary General's call for an immediate ceasefire to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic and ensure delivery of humanitarian aid throughout the country. To that, I say good luck. You know that anything that comes in, regardless of what it is, if the Taliban can get their hands on it, they'll take it and use it for whatever. By the way, a soldier assigned to the Combat Joint Task Force Operations Inherent Resolve died in a non-combat related incident in Erbil, Iraq. We don't know his name yet. We just know that another soldier was killed in a non-combat related incident. And barring a last-minute diplomatic breakthrough, South Korean workers servicing American bases on the peninsula are going to be furloughed, a move that may complicate further negotiations between the United States and South Korea over a defense funding agreement. We'll see. We'll see. By the way, the leader of the U.S. Transportation Command is looking for ways to give some folks work. Pentagon has not yet sent 2,000 ventilators due to the lack of a shipment location. Pentagon has not shipped out any of the 2,000 ventilators it offered to the Department of Health and Human Services early this month because HHS has not yet provided a shipping location. Can't ship them to where you don't know where to send them now, can you? And keeping in mind that the New York congressman, one New York congressman, will be changing his job from battling for coronavirus help in the halls of Congress to fighting the outbreak of the front lines with the National Guard in New York State. And kudos to him for doing that. He didn't have to do that, but he volunteered for duty as the military is calling back as many as 17,000 people who have worked either in logistics or medicine in the military, heeding the request for volunteers to step up to the plate. And we'll see how that all works out. By the way, the military, and this is kind of ironic, before all this started, the military was planning on cutting 18,000 of their medical staff. They really were going to do that. Well, needless to say, with the pandemic that's going on right now, that's not going to happen. Most definitely is not going to happen. So, job security at the moment here, and probably will be, as Dr. Fauci came out yesterday and said he expects a second wave of the pandemic in the fall. By the way, Oshkosh and their defense division has won a $346 million award to modernize the U.S. Army's fleet of heavy tactical vehicles. Some of those MRAPs are Oshkosh vehicles, and we'll see how all that plays along. And again, Oshkosh, by gosh, they make a lot of snowplows too, but they're very good at what they do. And again, COVID-19 is showing everybody why military health care should not be downsized. Because now it's all hands on deck. And the coronavirus pandemic should also be NATO's moment, the multinational organization that has command and control for contingencies. They need to step up to the plate, too. It can't be all the United States. It's got to be our allies in NATO stepping up to the plate and doing what they need to do. And good morning, Sue. I just saw you popped in there. You got some music to dance with there, kiddo, so enjoy the dancing. All right, and in the meantime, the Captain's America Third Watch, we're going to take a little break. We're going to come on back, and we're going to get into our next little set. You're going to love the music we got coming out this time on this segment. And we'll be back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along into the night. I'm at the steering wheel, jamming gears.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Ever...
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, it's time to rock the house with this hour's music on the Captain's America Third Watch Highway and Byway Report, and here we go. Purple 1972. Oh, talk about an oldie but goodie. That is a classic, and it still holds true today. And that goes out to Sue, our 911 dispatcher, who I know was just dancing all around the bedroom. All right. Some wintry weather and below normal temperatures will continue from the Northwest Mountains to the North Central Plains. Gusty winds and very dry conditions will create elevated to critical fire warning threats across the South High Plains down there in New Mexico and Texas around El Paso. And a coastal storm meandering in the Atlantic will gradually spread showers, winds, and coastal impacts across New England from the Long Island area all the way up to Maine. Now, let's take a look at what we got for weather right now. We have got a big-time snowstorm going on. You folks up there in Minnesota, if you're not seeing it in Minneapolis right now, be patient. It's coming. If you're not seeing it down there in, oh, gosh, I don't know, Rochester, Minnesota, be patient. It's coming because the entire eastern third of North Dakota from the Canadian border down into South Dakota, at least 50 to 60 miles, and the western edge now of Minnesota are under a winter storm warning. And there's some significant weather going on there right now. Now, to the west, going across the rest of North Dakota, you have got general snow, except for Bismarck, where there's a winter storm warning that goes down into South Dakota, angles itself over to Rapid City, South Dakota, where it's kind of interesting driving right now. Whether you're on I-90 or I-94, you're going to have the weather. You're also going to have weather up there in Montana. Central part of Montana, you got a winter storm warning there, and then you got snow all the way across the southern part of Montana, all the way to South Dakota and Rapid City. Now, in Wyoming, snow, plenty of it. The northeastern part of Wyoming, the mountains from the Montana line on down to halfway through the state, winter storm warning there. You've got a winter storm warning on I-80 from about Elk Mountain all the way to Cheyenne. Be advised there. That could get very tricky tonight. Also, 25 coming out of Cheyenne going north. You'll have snow, and then you'll be in a winter storm warning about 25, 30 miles away or north out of Cheyenne all the way to Montana. You do have winds in California tonight, winds in Nevada, Reno. You're getting some pretty substantial winds there tonight, all the way down through the western part of Nevada and through the mountains of California. Sacramento, you're getting wind tonight there, too. Might have some rain in the picture, but not tonight, not right at the moment. And in the northwestern corner of Colorado, you've got a general snow, Fort Collins, up 287. If you're coming up that way into Wyoming, you've got snow all the way up. Just a general amount of snow. And then the fire threat advisory for the southeastern corner of Colorado. For the eastern side of New Mexico, the central part of New Mexico, and down the slot, I-25, down to El Paso, a fire warning all the way down El Paso. You've got a fire threat warning down there. Now, there is some snow tonight in Indiana along I-94. And it is right from Chicago over to Gary, over to the Michigan line, so be advised of that. There's also some snow tonight in West Virginia, the mountains of West Virginia, Charleston in particular, north and west and east. Got some rain up and down the Mississippi River Valley, scattered showers, be advised of that. And then, as I said, over in New England, the shoreline being affected by some gradually heavy showers that are developing. You got winds and you got coastal impacts right now all along through there. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, your Pilots and Flying J's are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And stop by, check them out, because all the different amenities are open, as well as you can order your takeout food from the Pilot Flying J's, from the Arby's or the Dairy Queens, full-service Dairy Queens, the McDonald's, the Wendy's that are in there, the Taco Bells, the Pizza Huts, the Subways. Don't forget the Pilots, the Flying J's also have the Denny's, the Huddle Houses, and the Moe's Southwest Grills in them. And again, you order the food, you take it out, they got the picnic table set up outside. You can sit out there, eat to your heart's content or whatever. Showers, everything's still available like normal. And, of course, they got their fuel. So don't forget about that. Now, joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And Denise Simon is very busy because we got a lot to talk about. How you doing?
You?
I am so busy, I don't know what to do. There's news coming out the nostril tonight. What'd you think about that guy, that railroad engineer that took his train and ran it full speed ahead with a container behind it, trying to hit the USNS Mercy in San Pedro, California? Now, needless to say, he didn't do it. Stupid as he was, he didn't realize his train wouldn't quite go through the concrete. But he tried, and the guy apparently is a third world conspiracy nut.
He is, because he said that he didn't trust what that ship was doing, and he thought it was another government takeover.
Wow.
But nobody was hurt.
No, thank God. And, of course, they did a lot of damage there and tore the tracks up, and the train actually went, I think it was about probably a good 600 or so feet away from the ship. It never got close, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Very good. Now, some great news out there for the senior citizens. We finally got a clarification from the Treasury Department yesterday, and they did an about-face on some of what they were saying.
They did, didn't they?
Oh, they did. Here's the quote from Treasury Secretary Mnuchin. He said, Social Security recipients who are not typically required to file a tax return need to take no action, and they will receive their payment directly to their bank account with the checks that are coming in during the month of April. So whenever you get your check in April, that's when you'll get the stimulus at the same time. The Treasury announcement, of course, reversed the guideline that the Internal Revenue Service had issued on Monday when we were telling you that everybody had to have a tax return filed or you wouldn't get your money. Well, thank God they changed that around because people were really panicking over that one.
But I think, I don't know what the number is, but 15 million people on Social Security don't have to file a tax return.
That's correct.
So apparently they took another look at that because there were a whole bunch of complaints.
Well, yeah, they had millions of people were ringing the phones off the hook because people were saying to me, can I call my congressman? Should I do that? I said, absolutely. Something's not right here. So they did. But anyway, hold that thought. And, folks, we're going to be coming right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. By the way, big-time enhanced counter-narcotic operation going on. We're going to tell you what it is, where it is, and who's involved when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we shall return right after the news. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and your phone calls, too. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.